Welcome back to the Harrogate Family Law. Sean Stray FM. I'm joined in the studio by Emma from Harrogate Family Law. Now, I imagine many people consider that their situation is going to be straightforward when it comes to this. So if there aren't any significant assets, are you likely to still need to input or get input from a specialist family solicitor?
Yeah, good question. So listeners may actually be surprised to hear that there are issues in almost every divorce case that need specialist input from a solicitor. So we are obviously accustomed to spotting potential pitfalls mm-hmm. and hurdles straight away and can help listeners make the right decisions in those early days. I mean, everyone obviously hopes that their case will be straightforward, but in actual fact, there are relatively few that are without any difficulties at all. So there may be assets you are unaware of, for example, or that you hadn't even thought about. It could be that your spouse is not disclosing all of their assets, or you might have just overlooked things that could add a significant amount to your overall settlement.
Okay, so you hear about situations, don't you, where some people plan in advance of divorce and move, hide assets or gift it to family friends, trying to reduce the assets available for distribution on divorce to minimise the other spouse's claims, don't they?
Yeah, so this actually occurs more regularly than you might think. As we discussed back in May in our last broadcast, which you can get on the podcast if you missed that, steps can be taken to protect your position if you suspect that this has happened already or that it might happen in the near future. So even if assets have been sold, for example, or transferred, we can, if it's appropriate, look to use a forensic accountant to track those down. If property or business assets have been sold or investments or pensions have been cashed in, it might be possible to freeze the funds where necessary pending a financial agreement.
So what other types of problems can arise if not approached in the right way then?
There's a whole host of things.
But
decisions about moving out of the house, paying the bills in the interim before your divorce is complete, and also dividing up possessions and assets can all cause problems. Your solicitor will be able to ensure that you have enough money to meet your expenses whilst the financial settlement is being sorted out, and they will help you to work out what you need to support both yourself and any children on an interim basis. So that would include legal costs, and they would help you to negotiate with your spouse to ensure that you do secure that money that you do need.
So it seems really important to understand just how certain actions early on affect the financial settlement you're ultimately going to be entitled to.
Definitely. So if, for example, you agree to receive too little money in the interim and you can just about survive on that, it might be much more difficult for you to argue that you should receive more later on in the negotiations. You also need to fully assess the implications of your housing options early on. So if you move out of the house without your children, you might find it very difficult to arrange for them to live with you in the future. So obviously some of the financial considerations do impact the arrangements for the children and vice versa. So that does all need to be considered together. And we did discuss these types of issues, if you remember, back in our April and June broadcasts. So if listeners are interested in understanding a little bit more about those pitfalls, then they can check back on the podcast. However, an early initial meeting with a solicitor will just help you to avoid the pitfalls altogether and understand the pitfalls that are applicable to your own circumstances to make sure that nothing's overlooked, basically.
Yeah, so after the break, we're going to discuss the reasons why it's important to consider tax implications as early as possible to avoid the taxman taking too large a share of your financial settlement. It's on the way on the Harrogate Family Law Show on Stray FM.